You are listening to Concert Blast.
Here are some clips from this show of Concert Blast.
Bud Webb live from Nashville, Tennessee. Enjoyed rocking with the crowd. Listen to the Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Gary Bell from Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Hey, I'm Barbara Hendricks. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Keep it right here.
Hi, this is Vivian Johnson from Madisonville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Try to say, not for me. Try to tell me to set you free. I always say,
this is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson.
And we're here at Douglas Corner tonight.
What are we here for, Mike?
Boy, Tom, we're in trouble tonight, man.
I know we are. It's going to be a fun night.
Well, I tell you what, this is a special show because we're reviewing our own show.
Woo! Hey, that's a first for everything in there.
I guess so. Brian Hasbrook is out in the middle of the crowd somewhere. I don't know where he is. But
there he is. He's got his hand up.
You ought to be up here with us, Brian.
That's right.
Get away from the bar. Anyway, what we're going to do is Tom and my old band that we had back in the early 80s are doing a celebration tonight for those who are listening. And Tom, we must mention the name of the band is The Crowd, which not only includes Tom and me, but also Tom's twin brother, Jim Thompson, lead guitarist, Gary Kahn, and our original guitarist will be joining us on our second set tonight, Dwayne Smith. And in 1981, we did our very first party at Tom's house in his basement.
It was a good introduction. It didn't go over very well, but it got us started, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, it stuck pretty good. But we got another invitation to another party, and then another one, and then another one. And next thing you know, you'll hear some stories about this later, but Dwayne Smith, original guitarist, is out there. Wave, Dwayne!
Yeah, there he is. He's over there.
He came to practice with the nerve of saying, "Hey, I wrote a song. We're going to start doing originals." We go, "What?" Well, that original song ended up in a recording studio, and next thing you know, we are on the radio, and next thing you know, this century, 30 years later, it's been played on podcasts, and we even heard it in Spain. And we're going to play a clip of the DJ talking about it later.
Tell them a little bit what came up about this whole thing, Mike. You were aware and you thought of it?
I posted one of the old newspaper clippings where we were playing at the cannery and on Facebook. And then one person said, "Hey, you ought to do a reunion show." And Vivian, our concert blast back there by the bar on the corner, she said, "You ought to do a tour."
But I'm not going quite that far.
So we're opening up for Aerosmith on their next tour this summer. How about that? And if you believe that, I'm a good salesman.
Yeah, you are.
But anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Has anybody seen The Crowd before? I want to hear that. All right, now, who has not ever seen The Crowd before?
Hey, they're in for a treat, even though I'd have to say that myself.
Okay, there's a couple of rules about The Crowd. We're going to do two sets tonight. The first set is going to be like we did at the rock clubs, and the second set is going to be what we did at the parties. So we'll have some story times and all that stuff. We're going to have a lot of sing-alongs. So the rule is, if you see me do this or go up like this, it's your turn to sing.
Hey, guess what else we're doing tonight? We're recording live, so y'all gotta be loud and crazy for us.
And I'm sure you'll see some clips because the video is going to.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing we got to do is thank Subway, Tom.
I tell you what, Subway, we can't thank you enough. It was great food, great turnout. It was kind of like a good introduction to the show, you know?
Oh, yes. Everybody had like a pre-show dinner at Subway right next door to Douglas Corner, 2100 8th Avenue South in Nashville, Tennessee. If you're ever around the area, please stop by Subway. They sponsor the band, fed the band tonight, and gave us a place to go and get ready for the show.
And eat free.
We had a great time, though, and I thank everybody. Hey, did y'all have a good time at Subway? Woo! Maybe next show we'll do this again. What do you think, Tom?
Hey, why not? I think it was very, very successful, and, you know, we're ready.
Are y'all ready? We're going to be starting up in probably about 10 to 15 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Hello.
Well, Tom, I think they're excited.
I know they are. There's no doubt about it. These people have been waiting and waiting. They've been so excited for the last 3 months to see this show. So it's really cool doing our own show.
Okay, here we go. Stay tuned.
That's right. Here we go.
Well, Tom, we just ended up two sets here tonight.
Yes, we did. And the crazy thing about it is with the crowd, you know, because it's one of those things that we're so used to interviewing other bands. And what would you think about seeing us.
I tell you what, why don't we just run through a montage of some songs?
You know what? It was so good, not just to play again, but to see so many people we went to school with to come out and see us play. It was so much fun. Just like this guy named Mike Webb. Talk to us, Mike.
What a great time. It was so worth the drive coming from Memphis. I can't hardly believe it.
See, you wouldn't miss it for the world, would you?
Heck no.
Heck no, man.
I see you got a camera there. Did you take some pictures tonight?
Took some pictures, and I wish I had my son's camera that I paid for.
That made it a little nicer, huh?
It's 10 times this camera.
Wow.
Very good time. It was well worth the drive. I had such a good time.
We appreciate you coming out.
I was singing and playing air guitar, and y'all didn't even notice.
I heard it.
That's right. Yeah. It's kind of hard to hear, but we heard it. We appreciate you coming out, man.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. All right. Cool.
Well, we run through some of the set list. We started off with What I Like About You. We went right in from What I Like About You into ROCK in the USA.
Same chords.
Same song, different words.
It worked out well. Yeah. Absolutely. And then, of course, one of our favorite bands, Cheap Trick. We could not help but include them with The California Man. Favorite dancing party song is
Moaning, moaning.
And Mike talks to the crowd a little bit.
Talked a little bit about, well, listen to what I say.
Welcome to 1981. Yeah. We're doing it all over again, right where we left off. Yeah. And I feel it. Yeah. I got an idea. We're going to do this again in 30 more years, too, huh? Yeah. You know, we're going to perform some songs from the 60s, from the 70s, and from the 80s. And then we're going to throw in some of our own originals. This is one of my favorite originals. Tom Thompson wrote this song. It's called Crazy About You.
Man, that crowd was into it, were they not?
Yeah.
As we went right into Tom's song, Crazy About You.
I'm crazy all about you.
Took over the vocals, next doing a Beatles standard.
Saw her standing there.
Said, I left the band, and a total little story.
Tell you something, back in 1985, I left this band to start my own band called Mike Arnold and the Music City Rockers. These guys kept up the crowd, and they recorded their own CD, and they're going to do a couple of numbers from that CD right now.
Thank you. So when Mike left, we realized we had a whole lot of songs, like the first few that you heard there. We didn't really have any slow songs. So Jim and I got together and we wrote this song.
the three guys, Tom, Jim, and Gary, take over the vocals and the band duties as they went through a couple of numbers from their own self-produced CD.
We went to a slow song, which is the only slow song of the night, called Tonight.
But then I can't stop thinking about you, and I don't know what else to do, 'cause you're all that I want, you're all that I need, and when I'm with you, baby, you're so easy to please.
And then we had to rock into another song that the crowd wrote, Fantasy Girl.
I took over the vocals again for one of the cover songs that we did while we were in the recording studio, Street Fighting Man.
Tell me, what can a poor boy do? Stop the same for a rock and roll band. Never see Bay, London town there. Ain't no ranks for a Street Fighting Man.
Nothing like a Rolling Stones song.
We continue the show with Gary cranking up his guitar on this old 60s classic,
Good Lovin'. You could hear that crowd singing all the way back there from the drums. It was very cool.
It was time to hit the 80s at this point, as Jim and I took over the vocals with
Mel With You.
Went into another original song next to end the first set, a song that Jim wrote called Alone With You.
Set, and the crowd just could not wait for the second set, and I was telling everybody, you know what, the second set's better than the first set, you gotta stick around.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Exactly.
It was the party set.
No doubt, because it was, the songs were sing-along songs.
And everybody did stick around.
Yes,
very few
yes,
people left.
And we kind of went a little crazy and started the night
with some sing-alongs.
Yeah, with some sing-alongs. And
listen to these sing-alongs. You'll love this.
What I like to do is get a little sing-along going. Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah!
Okay. Remember the Na-Na song? The first one I ever heard, I think, Na-Na, Na-Na-Na.
I'm an elder at a church today, and for a couple of years on and off I led worship service, and here's one of the songs. I know y'all know this song. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me speaking words of wisdom, bum, bum, bum. And in my my hour of darkness, he is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Something that we do while we're stuck here on this planet, that's all. It's just something fun. I don't never take the rock and roll lifestyle seriously, okay? Hey, and when I get in character for songs, y'all gonna really like this one. Y'all gotta sing it loud, and I'm gonna change my voice if you don't mind, okay? I don't take this serious either. Are you ready?
Yes!
If you see the faded sign on the side of the road, it takes Love Shack, baby. Well, I got me a car, and it's as big as a well, and it's about to set sail. I got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20, so hurry up and bring your
jukebox money.
Love Shack is a little old place where
we can get together.
Come on. Love Shack, baby. Shack Baby!
And then, all of a sudden, Jim gets on the drums, Tom gets on the bass, and we couldn't help it. We got the crowd going, said, you know what? We got to take care of some business here.
And we did.
And we did, and it was sounded great. Listen to a little bit of it.
Wait a minute, wait, whoa! First of all, what are you doing back there? And what are you doing up here?
Oh, well, we thought we might mix it up a little bit, you know? You ever heard of the band the Thompson Twins?
There's a female. What are you doing? What are y'all doing anyway? Tom, what are you doing?
We're playing around, we're waiting for our guitarist to come up here.
Let me grab one.
I don't think you want to hear me by myself.
Come on, Gary.
Show was over yet. I was waiting for that to finish.
We got one more song for that.
Oh, okay.
One more comedy room.
One more comedy routine. Here we go.
Okay, there's one requirement with this song. Everybody has to sing along. It is a very popular song. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take care of some business here. What about...
to their own little,
they're
in
instruments, right, the ones that we were supposed to play.
That's true. Good point. Yeah.
Dwayne Smith joins us on stage. I start telling you some stories, and listen to some of the stories as we go through these songs.
See, that's one thing that's neat about it, because there's a story behind the crowd and what we all went through, and I think that meant a lot to people, because a lot of people do follow us, and you know what? It really, you can feel a difference in the air, couldn't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. The atmosphere here tonight.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Jam-packed, wall-to-wall, front to back, to the very back wall. And everybody singing along and screaming. I was talking to Mervin, the owner, tonight, and he says, man, everybody in this place was singing along.
See, they're having a good time. That's what it's all about.
As we went to the first song of the story set,
called Louie Louie.
My guitar teacher, who is one of the biggest and the famous songwriter, Bob Shapiro, at the time, came to me and said, Mike Arnold, you better start you a band. And he says, I will show you how a beginner can lead a band at a party by just playing three or four chord songs. And that's how we all got started. Dwayne Smith, here's our original lead guitarist right here. So he's going to join us on most of this set. And so I went to talking to Jim and to Dwayne and to Tom, and Jim says, I'll take bass lessons. And Dwayne says, I know a little guitar, I'll practice. But he's actually a drummer at the beginning. And so he had to show Tom how to play the drums.
Yes, he did.
And we all grew up together. I met Dwayne, he was 5 years old. I met Jim and Tom when they were about 12. And so I said, okay, Bob, what are we going to do? And he says, I'm going to show you some party songs, and they're going to love it. And so I said, okay, Bob, what's the first song you want to teach me? He says, this right here.
Continued with another story.
Joan Jett sings it well, but we didn't do bad, I didn't think. It's called Woolly Bully. Well, a stolen song, and it's one of the songs that, Mike, I believe it's your first song you played, right?
This is one of the very first songs that I learned. You're right. It's called She's So Cold.
To get Dwayne to sing a song, because he wrote this song, and it's one of the very first songs that the crowd did perform and play and record, and it's called
I don't Want to Hear These things.
Try to say you believe in me. I can't take it, oh, can't you see? You can't go, don't leave me home. I can't take it, I can't stay alone.
Then it was story time again with song.
By far the most crowd pleaser of every song we've ever done. Everybody singing along, and we could not wait to play it. That song is
Gloria.
You said, you know, Mike, you always sing that song with my name. And I said, okay, I can sing that song. She said, but I want everybody in Douglas
Corner Cafe.
another standard that everybody loved. Can't you see?
They're gonna find me now, a hole in the wall. I'm gonna crawl inside and die. Come on, lady, now, I mean a woman, Lord. Never told me goodbye. Can't see, can't see what that woman, Lord, she's been doing to me.
Screaming and screaming and screaming throughout that song. It was so cool. And I think there was one more.
We continued with going back to the rock set as Dwayne leaves the stage. And after troubles with my guitar, Dwayne set me up with his amp.
It still worked okay, you know.
It's an old 60s classic that Jay Giles
made famous
called Land of a Thousand Dances.
It's time to rock and roll some more. Give me an E, boy.
Here.
Originals we did called
Without You.
The night with two Beatles songs. The
yes,
first one, A Hard Day's Night.
You got any Beatles fans out there?
Yeah!
It's been a hard day's night.
It was a hard day's night. We were rock and rolling up there.
We end the night with one of the funnest songs ever.
All time dancing song, too.
Yeah.
Twist and Shout.
Stay in a baby.
was fun. I wish we could have interviewed people. We had people lined up taking pictures of us as we held arm in arm across the stage, taking our bows. There was a lot of cameras.
It was. Check the pictures out on ConcertBlast.com.
I felt like a superstar all of a sudden.
I'm telling you, you know, it's been a long time since we felt that way.
I tell you what, I've been through a lot of shows, Tom, but this, if you're going to talk about the Concert Blast show, has to be a 10.0.
I'm going to say, how are we going to rate this show, Mike?
So anyway, I hope everybody had a good time with us reviewing our own show and our own set. We had a great time.
Yes, we did.
Thank you for listening to ConcertBlast.com. Absolutely. Thank you for being a supporter of ConcertBlast.com as well.
Appreciate it all.
Anything else, Tom?
I don't know. It was a great night. I mean, it'll be a night to remember.
What this was is we're celebrating our 30 years from the very first gig we ever did. And that was fun.
It was. It was so much fun just getting prepared for it, but of course, it worked out perfect.
It was very packed, but it was a lot of fun. Before we sign off, though, I want to thank Subway for being our sponsor one more time.
Yes, absolutely. Subway, perfect. Great service, great food, great gathering place before the show.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come out and visit Subway.
2100 8th Avenue South Subway, right next door to the Douglas Corner Cafe. So if you ever go to the Douglas Corner Cafe, which we highly recommend,
absolutely,
always stop by Subway and have you something to eat on the way to the show.
Right on.
We missed James on this show. He was out of town, and Brian left early tonight. He was in the crowd the whole time, so he would not our crowd, but the people in the audience.
For some reason, he got a little embarrassed. For some reason, I don't know what it was. Why don't you want to get up on stage, you know? Come on, Brian.
Since we do the podcast from the stage, I don't think Brian wanted to do that.
I don't think he wanted any part of it.
Yeah, but that's okay. Tom and I can handle it, right, Tom?
Yes, we can. You will let him do photos.
If you have any suggestions for future shows, we're going to have to do some discussions, some music discussions, because the concert season's about over for during the winter months, and we might have a couple of shows, but if you have any suggestions for music discussion, send us an email
to concertblast@gmail.com. That is concertblast@gmail.com. Also, if you were at the show, we'd like to know a couple things. Tell us your top three songs that you really enjoyed us playing. We really like to know.
Yeah, well, you can send it to us through our email, concertblast@gmail.com, or we're on Facebook. Just get on to Concert Blast.
And you know what else? If you can think of a song, you know the type of songs we play, that you would like for us to play maybe one day, hey, send us that too.
Yeah, we don't know. We might. With the big turnout we had tonight and the enthusiasm we had from the crowd, and I wish we could have interviewed some people.
That would have been very cool. If we were taking time in between sets, that's a good suggestion, because people were really excited. They were ready for the second set, but they were surprised on how well the show went to begin with.
And I wish we'd talked to some people after the show, too.
Oh, that would have been very cool.
Because we did. We were busy. Actually, we were signing T-shirts, and we were getting our pictures made. So we really didn't have time for the podcast.
That's exactly right. But, you know, yeah, we'll look at suggestions on how we can do that. And maybe James can be there next time. And maybe we can get Brian doing something next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
God bless you, everybody.
God bless.
Woo! I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Again,
I can get it. My voice is too rough right now.